And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. There is so much that can be said about what's happening in the gospel and in this season, as we remember that this is a pageant to bring greater truth than the words are here on the page being spoken. Always remember that when you read the Bible, it's metaphorical. It's important to remember that there's a greater truth being pointed at than can be seen in the words in front of you in the scripture. And as progressive Christians, we want to make sure that people read the scripture with love and care and learning and seeing the meaning that's underneath the words. Because if you get stuck just in the pageant, then you miss what's really being said. We as progressive Christians celebrate always the real presence of God through a prism of verifiable truth that is sustainable and makes for a sustainable understanding of the ancient metaphors. We need to have a sustainable understanding of what's being said, which the ancients understood, but we got blinded to by what happened during the Enlightenment, when the church falsely claimed the Bible was literally true. Because the church was afraid. And I've said this before, but that's the reason we're doing this Bible study, this progressive Bible study this year, and really putting an effort so we can get and hold and live the truth that's in the scripture and not be sidetracked by little things that pop up if you think of the Bible as literal instead of understanding it as metaphorical. Now, I know a number of you know this and may be tired of me saying it, but it's continually around us and it infests our children and our grandchildren and our neighbors, and we really need to be lights in the darkness. Because we want people to love God. We want that love of God that is in all of us to be bright and kindling when we are much older and our children are our age, that they still have that sense of loving God and knowing God loves them and the world and the planet that God has created. So what is happening here in the gospel? Well, I've spent a lot of my life working in the prisons. I was thinking about it the other day, that I spent 24 years working inside of prisons, which is a fair hunk of time, out of a 50-year ministry. It's virtually half. And in that time, one of the toughest things to come to terms with was that the vast majority, roughly 90%, if not higher, of the prisoners I worked with had incidences in their lives before the age of 5 and definitely before the age of 10, which made them so angry and suspicious that they themselves turned on the society in which they were living. And in mood-altered states, such as being drunk mainly, they would cross the line that separated those people who are inside a prison and those who are outside a prison. And they would cross the line and take on and do antisocial behaviors that brought them to prison. That can go all the way from murder through child abuse to thievery, all the way. Because no one is born to be a prisoner and to be a lawbreaker. We make our own prisoners. We make our own lawbreakers by what happens in our society. Now, there's lots of people who've had the same experiences as those who've gone to prison, and they don't go to prison, but they've had somebody who was there as an interventionist that helped them recover from their anger, recover from their disappointment, recover from being outcast. And those people are you and me. And this is part of our ministry. Today we are remembering all the children that have been abused and killed throughout the centuries. And children are dying today. Think of every conflict zone you can imagine. Children are dying. Whether it be in Africa or the Middle East, anywhere you want to choose, South America, children are victims, and they're first victims. When a child is turned into a child soldier, their childhood has been stolen. Teaching a 7-year-old how to fire a gun to kill people is killing that child's spirit. And we are called as Christians, and that's part of the story here, that Jesus is light of the world. Jesus is love. Jesus is representing God, who is love. And that we are modeling to protect children. Joseph protected Jesus. God wanted Jesus protected, but God wants all children protected. And we are called here in this season, as light comes back to us in the northern hemisphere, to be light in the darkness. We passed a motion here in this parish a number of years ago to have spanking ended, because spanking can quickly cross the line from being some form of discipline, which I don't approve of, into child abuse. And I've seen it happen too many times. And I've seen the results of it too many times. So what do we do as the ambassadors of a loving God bringing light to darkness? When you see a child being hit, I believe, I myself do it, and I encourage you to pick up the ministry and challenge the person and say, we don't do that. This does not help the child. And they may turn on you and be really angry and say, I don't care. At least I've said this. I don't care. I'm here to protect children, not to protect you. If you lay another hand on that child, I will now go to the police and report you for child abuse. Because it is a criminal offense. We as clergy hear confidences all the time, which stay with us until we're dead. The one that isn't that way, if somebody comes to me and says, I've abused my child in any form, physical, sexual, emotional, and nutritionally, I must, not may, I must report it. We take the protection of children very seriously. That's why any one of us here in this congregation who are going to do any kind of work ongoing with children, the Sunday school teachers here, all had to have police checks. Because we care about the safety of children. It's a part of our ministry. I know some of you were not protected as kids. And you've borne a life of pain as a result. And it makes me sad. And I know that God is sad because of what's happened to you. And God loves you and created you in love. And you are a loving, beautiful person. And if you find yourself still walking wounded, seek help. There is lots of help available for people who were abused as kids. But we must make the world right. And part of that is by speaking out when we see child abuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of a loving God. We are called to take the risks go beyond our safety zone and risk on behalf of the child and love the child and let the child know that they are loved. That's the Christian way. And so today, as we celebrate the light of Jesus in the world and work to follow a practice of sustainable spirituality as progressive people, we don't just pray, we are called to act. And if you feel that you know a case that needs an intervention, but you don't want to do it, I can understand it. But come talk to me. Because we must always keep our kids safe. And so today, as we remember Jesus being a refugee, going to Egypt and then coming back, and Joseph protecting him, we pick up the ministry of protection ourselves and pray that as we receive the sacrament, that we are strengthened and empowered to look around us and to love the weakest and the most at risk in our midst, the next generations. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.